Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff.
Ebony Marinoff on the left gets the first for the Crows.
And Tomo.
Massive week in football.
Massive show on Triple M.
Oh, we're back, Crows fans, for season 2024. And we got the newest recruit in town, if you don't mind. Ebony Marinoff. Ebs, we've given Sauce the arse and we've given you the Guernsey. You're on board. Welcome to Triple N, my good friend.
Thank you. So glad to be here. Super excited for this. Sat next to Sauce all last year and he raved about this. Now I've got Mark Bickley sitting next to me, so I've got another footy Wikipedia. BNR, looking forward to it.
Ah, that's awesome, mate. Great to have you on board. Obviously, you've been a Crows guru for such a long period of time. We're in the next segment. We'll actually do a bit of a getting to know Ebony Marinoff chat. But this year, mate, you must be pumped to be involved in Crows Chat.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's such an exciting time for the footy club and I guess for myself, just putting my hand into something else, and it's been going to be really enjoyable. I think just something outside of just kicking the footy around or going in the gym will be super exciting for me. Like I said before, super exciting year for the club, and can't wait to, I guess, the season to actually start for us, and I guess the club can put some words into action, and looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that. Now, a little bit, we will talk a little bit later on, but what can we expect from you this year, Debs? Like, what are you going to bring to the table? Some hard-hitting questions. We got Jack Hompsch on today. Are you going to hit him right between the eyes, the new backline coach?
Oh, well, he told me no hard-hitting questions. hopefully we can have some fun with it, and I'm pretty honest, and hopefully it'll be a lot of fun with yourself, and just talk footy, talk chat, and I've been around the footy club for a long time, so hopefully I can bring a little bit of knowledge. Not sure if I've got the 1997 in my back of my head, but time will tell.
Nah, I like that, Ebs. I like that. Righto, well, let's get stuck into things. This is Crows Chat for season 2024 on Triple M with Ebony Marinoff, the new recruit, and Tomo.
Crows Chat
with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo for season 2024 here at Triple M. Now, Ebs, you are our newest recruit here at Triple M. It's great to have you, in the family, if you don't mind. And, you're settling in nicely so far. We've been on air about 4 minutes and you're going beautifully.
Oh, I haven't stuffed up just yet. Oh, it's nice to actually be here in a kind of more of an official role. I think I've been in that studio a few times with Rue and probably Bernie.
Yep.
We've had some good chats over the years, so this will be nice to be. Maybe I'll be able to ask and hit some hard-hitting questions to some of our guests through the year.
Now, Ebs, talk to us about your journey, mate. So drafted back end of 2016, grew up playing for Morphy Park. So how tough was it for you to, to find a platform to play football growing up and then going on to all the amazing things that you've done so far?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I think more and more, I guess, over the even 18 months, 2 years, you kind of start to reflect being in the system for so long. I've been playing AFLW for, 8 years, be heading into my ninth preseason later on in the year. So time goes very fast. Yeah. But, I actually started playing footy when I was 5 years of age at Lockleys Footy Club.
Lockleys, right.
So I was born into a footy family. My dad played at Lockleys Footy Club. He was a captain for a few years back in the day. And then naturally my brother started playing footy. He's 2 years older than me. And I remember clear as day, it was Auskick one Friday night and I just joined in. I was quite young and then they needed some fill in for the grasshoppers on the Sunday. So like grasshoppers on the Friday night, Auskick, and then played on the Sunday. So
love it.
Just fell into it. I think, I did surf lifesaving, netball growing up, but I think it was always footy. And when people see me playing footy now, they're like, you were never going to make it on the netball court. Too many contacts.
Yeah.
Again, like a lot of pivotal moments in terms of like when I was playing with the boys, I remember again, when I had to stop playing with the boys, it was like I had accepted it because I didn't really know that there was a pathway for women's footy or girls footy back then because there really wasn't a pathway. Mm. And you kind of go, oh, maybe I'll just head back into surf life saving and give that. But so happened that when I finished at Lockleys, I went into high school at St. Michael's, and then that's where the school sport, South Australia, they have like SAPSASA and things like that. And I found out there was like a women's state team and I was like, how is that so? Like, don't we need to stop playing at 14? Mm. So I went out for that. And then I found out there was like an actual women's league. Like there's women in South Australia that have been playing footy and they've been playing for years, like years and years. Mm. So as much as I had accepted that I needed to stop playing footy with the boys, I still love the game. So when there was an opportunity to pick up the boots, I didn't really stop. I literally ended that season, went into high school, and then fell into Moorefield Park Footy Club. And I just, like, so grateful for what happened back then, because you look back and I'm like, oh, where would have I been? Pretty scary, because who knows? But, yeah, so lucky to be part of such a awesome, I guess, footy club for women. I feel like they were really paved the way for South Australian women's footy. I mean, they had Narelle Smith at the helm, Courtney Cramie, who then went on to be a premiership player at the Adelaide Footy Club with myself, and she was an All-Australian, just two genuine guns of women's footy who impacted me, inspired me, taught me how to work hard, and now they're like two really close friends of mine, but that was kind of the pathway into, I guess, AFLW. I won 3 flags in the Division 1.
Did you really?
Morphies. We did a three-peat. Back to back to back to back.
There we go.
Haven't quite done that at the Crows. Yeah. Obviously got the 3 flags, and, we've had some success, and we certainly have had a lot of it, but we probably haven't, over the past couple of years in our women's team, we probably haven't, hit what we should have. I feel like, especially last year, losing the prelim final to North Melbourne by point, and prior to that we beat Sydney, and then in the first semi-final we fell short to Brisbane Lions by 3 points, and then they go on to win the flag. So I guess throughout my journey at the Crows, had some success, but there last year was probably the first time where you go, that slipped. And I probably haven't had that since being at the Adelaide Footy Club with the women's, like, we just had been successful. But, like, it's a good feeling as an athlete to be disappointed, because I think it makes you hungry. And it was probably good for the girls. We've got a lot of younger girls now who haven't quite had the success that maybe we had back in 2017, 2019. And the league's certainly evolving. And I think last year you saw that, legitimately, you know, that the top 8, anyone could have won it, which, again, as an athlete, super exciting, because that's what you want to be a part of, a really tight competition. But certainly hungrier than ever to make sure that we hold up another cup in the short term.
And what about away from football? Everyone knows you, Ebony Marinoff, the football, the little dynamite left footer, if you don't mind, that, you know, loves to kick a goal every now and then. What's Ebony Marinoff look like away from the game? What do you do for downtime?
This is probably a really good question, because I probably don't have a really good answer. Everyone always tells me that I'm just always on the go, go, go. Yeah. And live and breathe footy, which is pretty much what I do. And I actually... Yeah, I chatted to Rory Sloane the other day. Yes. We did a little interview, and I love when you hear athletes, and there was like a podcast the other day, Christian Petrucca, with Dylan Friends. I always listening to sport.
Yep.
Yeah, I love listening to like footy players talk and hear about their story. And I think you find some of the best athletes, they give their absolute all to the game. I think Travis Boak is a bit the same, and sure, probably why he's so durable. I've always wanted to make sure that I give my absolute best to my career, because Aaron Phillips always told me that you're long time retired. So it's kind of like a philosophy that I've always lived by, and I train hard, and everything that I kind of do outside of footy, make sure that I'm in the best condition, I guess, to play footy. But I love spending time with family and friends, love food, big foodie, doing Pilates and going to the beach. Love a good sunbathe. Not that that's healthy. But yeah, I love being outdoors. I do love being on the go all the time. But yeah, I feel like just giving my absolute all to my footy career and my journey is what I'll do until I probably retire, unless my mind really goes another way. But it's certainly living in the moment and being present at the amazing opportunities that I'm getting at the moment.
Well, Ebs, it's great to have you under the Triple M banner, if you don't mind. It's so good to have you on board, and look forward to doing this show with you this year.
Can't wait.
Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo for your Sunday morning. Now, Ebs, really looking forward to this next guest. Watched him play some footy, 3 clubs, if you don't mind. Drafted back in the day, all the way back in 2012, GWS. Played for Port Adelaide. Don't want to bring that up too much. And then Gold Coast as well. Now found his way down to West Lakes. His name's Jack Hopch, and he joins us right now. G'day, Jack. How are you, mate?
Very good.
glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
I like it, mate. Now, I just mentioned the three clubs there. You grew up in South Australia and then drafted to GWS. Can you go through your footballing journey for us, please, mate?
Yeah, I'll try and do it quickly because there's a few journeys there.
Yeah.
But it started in Roxby Downs, really. So grew up there, country town, just north of Adelaide, and had two teams. So we played each other every week for the whole season.
Yeah,
so that was pretty much the childhood. And then come down to boarding school in year 10 and went to Ross Trevor, and then lucky enough to go to the Giants and love my time there. Unfortunately, it was only a couple of years, and then headed off to Port. That was another really exciting time, and I probably played my best footy there and have really fond memories of that. And then finished up at the Gold Coast. So there were a few stops along the way, but I wouldn't change too much of it.
And then you find yourself back in South Australia, back at home on the good side. Can you tell us a little bit how you ended up at the Crows, obviously previously being at Port Adelaide? Talk us through the journey of the quick development in your coaching career.
Yeah, well, I was a massive Crows supporter growing up. Mum and Dad would bring us down to an open training session once or twice a year, so it was a six-hour drive each way. So it was a big commitment, but we were absolute Crows nuffies as a family. So it is nice to be here now, and I'm loving it. But I was fortunate enough to coach you first, and Offie with the AFLW program as a development coach there. So that was sort of my pathway into coaching. Love that. We won the premiership in my first season, which I was really fortunate to be a part of, and to watch you girls go to work, actually. It was taught me a lot, the program that Doc and Phil run, and then managed to get an opportunity to go in the men's program the next year as a development coach. So I definitely reckon that working in the AFLW program with you guys certainly held me in good stead.
Celebrated your 31st birthday last week, Jack. Young in terms of coaching as well. Is it something that you really wanted to do from a younger age? And mate, a big hats off to you, because I don't think there's too many 31-year-old line coaches going around in the AFL at the moment.
Yeah, thank you. It's sort of something towards the end of my playing career, I probably started to consider a little bit. Definitely development space. I finishing up my last year at Gold Coast, I had a fair idea that I was probably going to finish up that season. So gave me a bit of time to reflect and work out what I really enjoy about footy clubs and being in the industry and the development side of things. And even the sort of player welfare or player development off field was probably a path I was planning on heading down. But then the job opportunity came up with the AFLW program, and I thought, okay, I'll give it a go and see if I, one, how do I go at coaching, and two, if I like it. And yeah, I really loved it. It was, like I said, a great program to step into and learn from. And that's sort of how it happened, but it didn't really happen till that last year of me playing where I really started to knuckle down and go, yep, I want to stay in footy.
Nice.
And how's the transition been through? We're obviously heavily involved in the development program, but now taking over Scott Burns for a young defensive line, has that implemented, I guess, what you've been able to do over the past couple of years in the SANFL?
I think it's been really helpful, obviously, working with Burnsy last year as a development coach. I've tried not to come in and change too much. He's obviously a really experienced assistant himself and has set a great pathway for our sort of group of defenders. So I've been able to come in and then sort of continue his plan a little bit and sort of follow in his footsteps. So it's made the transition a whole lot easier. And he's just down the corridor now in the forwards room. So he can always jump in and pick his brain. But I've been lucky to have Andy McPherson, who finished up last year as a player. He's jumped in now as a development coach. But he's helping me out. And we've had a lot of fun working together and working with a pretty young back line, and we're really excited to see how the group performs this year, because I think we've got a lot of talent and a lot of guys who work really hard, so it's going to be good.
You talk about that talent, it's probably the youngest back line that we've had in a little while. Who's been a standout through this preseason? I mean, everyone's been flying, but who can Crows fans watch this year? Who's going to rise?
Yeah, look, I think there's going to be natural progression from all of them. I think Max Michelaney is probably one who we feel like he's a bit older than he is. He's only coming into his second season, but he's got a really wise head on his shoulders. He's done a great bulk of work over the pre-season, and we've brought three new guys in, obviously Oscar Ryan, Dan Curtin and Carl Gallagher as well, into the back line, and it's been really fun watching them progress as well and just fit into the group. And it's a big change for those guys, moving out of home and moving to a new state. Carl's case, a new country, and getting used to a new environment. So it's been really exciting watch those guys get to work as well.
Jack, we absolutely love your stuff, mate. Impressive young man. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Crows Chat.
Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo for your Sunday morning. You can get us on Listener as well, LISTNR. Just search The Crows. Now, Ebs, time to talk a little bit self-indulgent this, if you don't mind. The selfish boys. the most disposals in a game, because it delves me back to Scotty Thompson when he picked up 51 touches, can you believe it, against the Gold Coast Suns. Have a listen to this.
Big afternoon for yourself. I'm not quite sure if you're aware. Any idea of roughly how many touches you might have had?
No idea, mate. Fill me in.
Well, let me tell you, you've smashed Mark Rusciuto's record at the Crows. Anyway, we told 51 touches today, 21 kicks, 30 handballs. It's a fair afternoon.
I don't believe you.
It's nice to get my hands on the ball, I guess, but more importantly, it's nice to have a win. And the last month, the boys have been playing some pretty good footy. Bit of a letdown last week, you really had our chances, but to come up here and have a win today is really pleasing.
51 touches, seriously, mate. Just once again, 51.
Yeah, like I said, mate, it's nice to find a bit of the ball. I don't know what else to say.
Happy to get the win. Like we've been playing good footy. He doesn't care about any of that, does he?
I actually think, it's wonderful if he actually knew. Someone will ask you as a player, like, do you know how many touches you have? Like, you genuinely don't. I think if you're a forward, you're pretty aware of how many goals you'd kick. Yep. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, people go, how would you not know? It's like, well, the game goes pretty fast, but 51 touches.
You've never been a counter of possessions, Ebs, and I take it. Just too many for you?
Oh, no, it's too many, but my brain's working too fast. Yeah. How many? But, I mean, you probably know when you're off as a player.
Yep.
But I don't reckon you know when, like, I don't reckon Tomo's thinking, I'm nearly up to 50
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
That's taking the half of this.
Yeah, isn't it?
50 touches.
It's unbelievable.
I wonder how long the game was.
I thought we could go through a couple of, no one's hit 50 for the Adelaide Crows. No one's hit 50 yet, except Scotty Thompson. But Matty Crouch has had a couple of good outings there, Epps.
Hasn't he? He's in the bracket, I reckon, four times, and his brother back in the day in, 2019, they were having a fair chunk of it, but oh, that's one thing got to give Matty Crouch. He can certainly find the footy. Last year, I feel like back in 2023, Matt, for whatever reasons, wasn't in Matty Nix's best team. But, God, when he came back late last year, he was certainly one of the better players, top five probably every game he played late last season.
No, he's super. So he features four times in the top 10 of the most disposals in a game for the Adelaide Football Club, and the former skipper as well, Chris McDermott, a couple of times there, Epps.
Yeah, and a good number too. He wore the number 10. And Mark Bickley tells me he was a fine player. I don't remember too clearly in the day. It's interesting. Like, I don't think you're hearing many players have 40-odd touches these days. The game's certainly changing a little bit faster and a lot more pace on the footy. So, I mean, Tomo had 21 kicks that 21 kicks and 30 hand passes day. So the game's certainly changing in that aspect.
You bring up Mark Bickley back in 1993, picked up 44 of them himself.
Oh, he certainly told me about that the other day. Remarkable. I think, looking back and I think he had six goals one time, and I know who Mark Bickley is, but I would have loved to have seen him play, because even just looking at the stats, he could certainly find the footy and kick a few goals as well.
And the three-time Malcolm Blight medalist Rory Laird rounds out this conversation when he picked up 43 touches versus Geelong in 2018, which we love.
So wonder you if that was off the half back or was that when he was a midfielder?
I don't know.
I wonder if he had an opponent that day.
Loose checking half back, I reckon. Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo, the first edition, first season 2024. And I tell you what, you want to get behind the Adelaide Crows this Friday night, Ebs. There is nothing better than a packed house Friday night prime time than being there at Adelaide Oval. How good?
Oh, so good. Oh, can't wait. It's gonna go off, I think. Well, I'm biased, but God, when we get a crowd up and about and the boys are playing well, Crows fans certainly ride every single bump. And
yep.
Yeah, looking forward to the Isaac Rankin show this year.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. You can jump on board Ticketek, the website, to get your tickets as well. Prices start at just $45 for adults and $15 for kids. Affordable. And go, I tell you what, we want 50,000 there Friday night against the Geelong Football Club. Now, you just touched on Isaac Rankin there as well, Epps.
Yeah, well, I mean, this year's Indigenous Jumper is on sale now, and it's been designed by Isaac himself. And
good.
Yeah, he told his story to the staff the other day, and, you know, you can sense the proudness come out of Isaac. I think he's certainly finding his feet, and you know, you've seen the likes of Eddie Betts and Andrew McLeod do their thing. We have Danielle Ponter each year in the Indigenous round. She puts on an absolute show. I think she's not averaged anything less than 3 goals in Indigenous round, and super excited because we get to wear the Indigenous jumper this year as well, as the sample. So you can pick it up at by visiting the Crows Mania store at Westlakes or on game days, and there's a lot. I think we sold out last year.
Yeah.
We got some jumpers and scarves and Guernseys. So, yeah, hopefully they can sell out again.
Now, I haven't seen the Guernsey this year as well. So how is it? It would have been so exciting. They always are every single year. They're so different and, yeah, they really are amazing.
You talk about different. So I actually had to get last year's jumper up because you always like to.
Yeah.
And again, they just every single year, they just find something else. And this one's quite punchy.
Okay.
There's some symbols throughout the jersey. Mm. There's actually every Indigenous player from men's and women's. They've got representation on the back of the Guernsey. So some touching, I guess, symbols and stories behind it. And again, you know, everyone that's involved in putting together Indigenous Guernseys always do an amazing job. And yeah, we're always so proud to wear it, and it's going to look great.
Yep. So you can head down to Crow Mania and have a look at that and go pick one up. Or game days at Adelaide Oval. Adelaide Oval this Friday night as we take on the Geelong Football Club.
Crows Chat.
First edition of Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo is in the can. Ebs, congratulations to you. That's your first radio show done. Well done.
Thank you. Did I pass?
You're in, mate. We'll have you back next week. We sort of need you, I'll tell you what. Oh, man. Now, we take on Geelong Football Club on Friday night, which we're all thoroughly looking forward to. All the details at afc.com.au. How pumped are you, Ebs, to see the Adelaide Football Club play in the big games, in the prime time positions?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm as pumped as the boys. They were super excited when the fixture came out. I think last year, Dorse was telling me that they were due for some prime time. So we're so looking forward to being back at Adelaide Oval Friday night. It's going to be epic against Geelong Cats. I feel like it's always a little bit of a homecoming for Patrick Dane Field, and you know, Crows fans get to give him a thing or two, but nah, the boys are pumped and yeah, can't wait to be back at home.
And I tell you what, not too far away from Gather Round as well, which is well, we just get to showcase this brilliant state to everyone, every part of the country. I just think it is fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. I think Gather Round was absolutely buzzing in South Australia last year, and that Carlton win on that Thursday night. Oh, yeah. I can visualise it right now. It makes me smile. Well, that was epic, packed out. So I think, Thursday night footy against Melbourne Footy Club, big game.
So good. Looking forward to it. Now, if you missed anything from the show, you can get it on Listener, L-A-S-T-N-R. Just search The Crows. And it's all there for you listening. Ebs, well done to you. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. See you, Crows fans.